Good morning.
早晨好。
It is nice to see real live people.
哦，这个现场能看到这个。
现场看到大家感觉很好。And that it has made it possible for us to continue services.
我也很高兴我们有 room， 这样我们可以继续的一起来崇拜。
But that little camera is not very appealing as an audience.
但是呢，看到现场的观众跟那个 room 的那个小小的镜头相比，那个完全没法跟这个比。
And so it is nice to see faces.
所以看到大家真的是面对面非常好，看到你们部分的面容。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, as we hear from you this morning,
亲爱的主，当我们今天早晨聆听你的话语的时候，
Would you speak to us through your word?
求你真的是通过你的话语对我们的心说话。
Give us your words to say.
给我们你的话语。
That we will say what you have and that we will not say anything that is not from you.
让我们讲的都是由你而来。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
I told you last time I shared with you that I've been reading through the book of Acts.
上个次我讲到的时候讲到我现在在读使徒行传。
And that this year I want to share from you from that book.
所以今年呢我就想从使徒行传来跟大家分享信息。
And as I have been going through over and over the book of Acts, it's easy for me to forget how very ordinary these people were.
就是当我一遍一遍读使徒行传的时候，很容易就是忘掉说当时那些早期教会的人是多么的普通。
I'm reading through it again and again, and I read the wonderful things they did.
然后我不断的读，就读到他们所做的这些奇妙的事情。
And you know, we paint them with halos and we set them up on statues. Saint Peter, Saint Paul, all these wonderful saints.
然后我们想到就是哎呀是圣徒彼得圣保罗圣约翰。我们在他们头上画了个光环把他们放在这个雕像上。
But they really were not super saints.
他们不是这种超级圣徒。
They were people a lot like us.
他其实就跟我们很像。
And so as I've been reading,Acts, every once in a while I've been going back and looking back in Luke again.
然后呢我读使徒行传的时候时不时的我会再回去看路加福音。
To remember what these people were like.
就是来回想说这些人到底是怎么样的。
Because they were like us.
因为他就像我们。
2 months before Pentecost.
在五旬节之前的两个月。
Peter is denying that he's a follower of Jesus.
彼得就是不认主说他不是耶稣的跟随者。
And I read that and I think, yeah, I can remember times when I've been ashamed of being a Christian in a certain situation.
我也能想到说在我的生活中有时候我就是有点觉得自己是基督徒觉得很难看不好意思。
2 months before Pentecost, Thomas is doubting the resurrection.
在五旬节前两个月那多马呢就怀疑复活这件事儿。
And probably if I asked for hands, some of you would say, yeah, there's been times when I've questioned, can all those miracles in the Bible really be true?
如果我问大家，可能就有人会举手，你可能也会怀疑过，说，那圣经上记载的这些神迹真的都是真的吗？
A few months before Pentecost, James and John are arguing about who's the greatest.
然后呢，在五旬节之前几个月，雅各和约翰他们就在争论说谁是更伟大，谁是更能。
And I won't ask if anyone here has ever pushed for a higher position.
那我也不用去问大家，我们中间有没有人就是努力争取一个更高的位置。
These were not some sort of super saints. They were very ordinary people.
所以他们不是这种超级圣徒，他就是很普通的人。
This year, Pastor Zhao has been challenging us to be disciples of Jesus.
所以今年呢，周牧师就挑战我们成为耶稣的门徒。
To be a disciple of Jesus means to follow in Jesus' footsteps, to be like Christ.
就是耶稣的门徒，就是跟随他的脚步，行像耶稣基督。
If I am like Christ, that means when someone interacts with me,
我像耶稣意味着当别人跟我打交道的时候
they ought to be able to say,That's the kind of thing Jesus would say or do if he were standing here.
然后他们应该去说，如果要是耶稣基督站在这儿的话，那就是这样的说，这样的行。
If we are Christ-like, a person should see in our actions and statements and attitudes the same things they would see in Jesus.
如果我们像耶稣的话，那别人就能够从我们的言语、行动和态度上看到耶稣是怎么样的。
Now you don't have to be very smart to see a problem.
但是你不需要很聪明就能看到这里有一个问题。
Right away you're going to say, but I'm not Jesus.
马上你就会说我不是耶稣。
So how am I supposed to respond to situations the way Jesus would?
所以我怎么能够像耶稣那样在环境中来反应呢？
This morning I'm wanting to look at how did the disciples go from being people of fear and failure to men who witnessed and preached with boldness.
那我今天早上就想来看那耶稣的这些跟随者他是怎么从一群害怕胆怯的这跟随者成为一个勇敢的去宣讲福音的这样的一支大军呢？
To a group filled with jealousy and division, to being a group of people that it says they were of one accord.
然后他们怎么样从这个彼此嫉妒呢，也有纷争，成为别人说他们是一心一意的人。
And then for us today,
对我们今天的信徒来讲，
how do we become people who consistently think and act like Jesus thought and acted when he was on earth?
就是我们如何能够像耶稣基督，如果他在这里，我们能够持续不断的，我们的想法，我们的行动都像耶稣呢？
The answer starts in John chapter 16.
这个答案开始于约翰福音16章第7节。
Jesus says to his disciples, verse 7.
第7节这样说，耶稣对他的门徒说，
I tell you the truth.
我将真情告诉你们。
It is for your advantage that I go away.
我去是与你们有益的。
For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you.
我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。
But if I go, I will send him to you.
我若去就差他来。
The disciples are transformed from who they were by the power of the Holy Spirit working in their lives.
借着圣灵在他们生命中的工作大能，然后门徒就整个被改变。
In Acts, we see what happens in a church when disciples live daily in the fullness of the Spirit.
在使徒行传，我们就看到说，当这些相信的人，他们每天的活在圣灵充满的生活中，那他们的生活是怎么样的？
And I'm convinced that the same secret is true for us today.
我深信这样的秘诀对我们今天也是同样适用的。
We will be Christ-like only if we live each day in the fullness of the Spirit.
我们只有每天活在被圣灵充满的这样的一个状态中，我们才能活出来基督的生命。
So this morning I'm wanting to look at this daily life in the Spirit.
所以我们来看每日就是靠着圣灵来生活是怎么样的。
A month ago when I spoke to you, I shared from Acts 1.
上次我讲到的时候，我的经文来自使徒行传。
We looked at the promise in verse 8.
我们看到神给耶稣给门徒的这个应许在第八节。
You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
10 days after that promise,
就是十天之后，
we come to chapter 2,
我们到了第二章，
verses 1 through 4,
第一节到第四节。
The day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。
And then it describes what happened.
然后就开始描述当时发生了什么。
Verse 2, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting.
忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
Verse 3, divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them.
第三节又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
And verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
第四节，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
I'm going to look at three simple questions this morning.
今天早晨我们来看三个简单的问题。
The first one is what happened when the disciples were filled with the Spirit.
第一个是当门徒被圣灵充满的时候发生了什么。
Now some people read this and all of their attention goes to the miraculous signs that happened.
有些人读到这里他们所看到的他们的注意力全部在这些当时发生的这些奇迹身上。
It seems to me that the specific signs are directed to that specific time and place.
我就觉得当时的这些神迹是跟那当时特定的时间跟那个地点是有关系的。
Because we don't find anywhere in the New Testament that it tells us these signs will appear in every situation.
因为在新约没有发现说吩咐我们或者告诉我们说这样子的神迹这样子的表迹会在圣灵充满的时候每次都出现。
Nowhere does it give us a command to speak in tongues.
没有给我们任何的吩咐说我们要说方言。
And nowhere does it give us a promise that if you're really filled with the Spirit, there will be tongues of fire hovering over your head.
也没有应许说如果你真的是被圣灵充满那你头上就会像那个舌头那样的火焰。
And so I'm not looking for a repetition of the specific signs.
所以我们没有在寻求这种神迹奇事的重复这样的出现。
But I do think these give us a picture of what the Spirit wants to do in the life of believers.
但是我觉得的确给了我们一个标志，就是说一个印记，就是说圣灵想在我们的生命中完成什么呢？
It says there came a sound like a mighty rushing wind.
他就是说从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过。
Earlier, Jesus had used the imagery of the wind to represent the Spirit's work.
早期的时候，耶稣曾经用风来表示圣灵。
And it seems to me that in Acts, this represents to us the power of the Holy Spirit working.
这个对我来讲，我觉得这个代表了，象征了圣灵的能力。
Because all through Acts, we see the Holy Spirit working in the life.Of very ordinary people like us.
就是使徒行传整个都在讲就是圣灵在这些就像我们一样的普通人的生命中的这种工作。
Acts 3 gives us an example.
比如使徒行传第三章给了我们一个例子。
Peter and John are going to the temple and they pass a man who has been lame from birth.
然后呢彼得约翰他们去上圣殿去他们经过一个生来瘸腿的人。
He's begging from the people who are coming into the temple. He figures that's a good place. They'll be generous.
然后呢，他就每天都在这个进殿的门口呢，就在那里乞讨，因为大家都要去圣殿嘛，可能就比较慷慨。
And Peter looks at him and says, I don't have any money.
然后彼得看的就是我没钱。
But I'll give you what I have.
但是我所有的给你。
And this poor guy, you know, he's really disappointed now.
这个家伙肯定是非常的失望这会儿。
He was hoping for a few pennies.
因为他就是希望他有些零钱给他。
I'll just give you the one thing I have.
他说我就给你我所有的。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
I was reading that this week, and there's something really amazing in that story.
在这个故事里边其实有一些很令人惊叹的细节。
Luke, the author of Acts, is a doctor.
这个《使徒行传》的作者是路加医生。
And something in this miracle impressed him greatly.
在这个神迹里面有些东西让他非常的惊叹。
You see, he knew that if you're lame from birth, it's going to take a long time to build up strength in your muscles, even if you're cured.
就是说路加知道说如果你生来就瘸腿那你要需要很长的时间你的肌肉才能够强壮起来。
This struck me this week because I was talking on the phone to a friend of mine who has been in the hospital for 2 weeks with COVID.
然后呢我前两天打电话上个星期打电话给一个朋友他因为有这个新冠病毒在医院里待了两周。
He's been out now for 2 weeks.
他现在已经出院两周了。
And I said, how are you doing?
然后我就问他说你现在怎么样呢
And he says, I'm just now getting enough strength back to be able to walk through my house.
但是我现在是刚刚有力气可以在房间里走来走去。
So knowing that, I read verse 7 and 8.
所以知道这个我读第七、第八节。
Luke says he took this lame man by the right hand and raised him up.
于是拉着他的右手扶他起来。
And Dr. Luke is amazed by this.
这个路加医生就觉得这个太令人惊奇了。
Immediately, After a lifetime of being lame, immediately his feet and ankles were made strong.
他说马上立即这个人已经整个一生从来没有走过路都是一个瘸腿的他的脚和踝子骨就强壮起来了。
And leaping up,
然后就跳起来。
He stood and began to walk.
站着又行走。
And it says in verse 10, the people were filled with wonder and amazement.
就是这些百姓都满心稀奇惊讶。
Verse 10, they were utterly astounded.
他们就是简直就是惊讶了说不出话来。
I'm convinced that this ought to be true today.
我也深信应该今天也是这样的。
When we are living in the power of the Holy Spirit,
当我们活在圣灵的大能中的时候
people around us should be amazed.
我们周围的人应该觉得很稀奇。
Now you say, wait a minute.
你说等一下。
You just told us that it's not going to be the same actions now as in the upper room.
你刚刚给我们讲过说不会是在那个楼上所发生的事情现在这样重演一遍。
I don't think I'm going to heal a lame man.
我不觉得我可以医治一个瘸腿的人。
Probably not.
可能不会。
But I'm convinced that if the Holy Spirit is working in our life,
但是我深信如果圣灵在我们的生命中工作
our families, our neighbors, our co-workers will see his power in our life.
我们的家庭我们的家人我们的同事我们周围的人可以看到圣灵在我们身上的大能。
You say, what will that look like?
你说那看起来会像什么样呢？
Maybe it'll look like this.
可能会像这样子。
Someone told me a while back.
有一阵子以前
Before I was a believer, when my son would disobey, I would get so angry and mad and scream at him.
有人就说在我信主之前当我孩子不听话的时候我就很生气我就对他吼叫。
But since I've been following Christ,
但是自从我开始跟随耶稣以后
I'm able to remain calm while I discipline him.
就是在我管教他的时候我也可以很平静地管教他。
What has happened?
发生了什么呢?
That's the power of the Holy Spirit working in the life of a believer.
那就是圣灵在一个跟随他的人、相信他的人生命中的工作。
And let me tell you, parents.
让我告诉你们做父母的。
Your children will be, in the words of Acts, astounded and amazed.
你的孩子们。
When they see that change.
当他们看到你这个转变的时候他们就会像使徒行传里边所描述的那些百姓满心稀奇惊讶。
I was visiting with a man.
我去看一个先生。
He said, I've tried AA.
他说我去试了这种治疗方法
celebrate recovery,
还有那个庆祝恢复
every program I can find,
我所有能发现的这些项目我这些有帮助的我都参加了
and in 25 years,
但是有25年之久
the only times I've ever stayed sober is when I was in prison,
我唯一这个不喝酒清醒的时间就是在监狱里
and he said, but today is 2 years,without any alcohol or drugs.
但是现在是整整两年了我没有喝酒也没有吸毒。
What happened?
到底发生了什么呢?
The power of the Holy Spirit working in his life.
是圣灵在他生命中工作的大能。
And I know his family and I can tell you they are astounded and amazed at what God has done.
我认识他的家人所以我可以见证说他的家人真的是稀奇惊讶神在他生命中所做的。
Acts says if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we will see his power at work in our lives.
使徒行传告诉我们如果我们被圣灵充满我们就可以看到圣灵的大能。
Then it says that divided tongues as a fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them.
然后下边就说舌头如火焰显现出来分开落在他们个人头上。
When you go back through scripture, and we'll see an example here in a bit, fire often represents purity.
如果你回到这个经文里边你会看到火经常的就是象征的这个洁净。
I see nowhere in Acts or anywhere else in the New Testament that it says if you are truly filled with the Spirit, when you walk around, people should be able to see some fire. Over your head.
就是除了这个使徒行传你在新约圣经里任何地方都找不到上面有说如果你真的是被圣灵充满你到处出去走别人就能看到你头上有个像舌头那样的火焰。
It doesn't say that.
没有这样讲。
But it does say,
但是的确圣经教导说,
that a mark of the Holy Spirit will be a heart that is pure.
圣灵就是一个标志，就是有一颗洁净的心。
Let me go back to the Old Testament.
让我们回到旧约里边。
You read through the Old Testament,
你通读旧约,
and you will see that the Israelites tried to keep the covenant.
你会看到以色列人他们非常努力的想要去遵守神的这个约。
They wanted to obey God.
他们想要顺服神。
They wanted to do right.
他们想做对的事情。
But there was a problem.
但是有一个问题。
They also wanted other things.
他们心里先还想要别的东西。
Their hearts were divided.
他们的心是三心二意，是分开的。
They lived the way Paul will describe in Romans 7.
他们所过的生活就像保罗在罗马书第七章所描述的。
I do not understand my own actions.
我都不了解我所做的。
What I do not do, I do not do what I want.
我所愿意的我并不做。
I do the very thing I hate.
我所恨恶的我倒去做。
I have a desire to do what is right.
我心里边是想要做好的。
But not the ability to carry it out.
但是呢，立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。
And hearing some of that, some of you are thinking, I wish this was a church where we said amen, because that's me.
然后我想你们可以大家说，有时候，哎呀，我希望大家可以跳起来说 amen, 因为我就是这样的。
That was their experience.
那是他们的经历。
And it's been the experience of so many of us.
很多人，我们很多人也有这样的经历，也有这样的体会。
Over and over and over.
一而再，再而三的。
I want to do right.
我想做对的事
I do wrong.
但是我却做出来
是不对的。I don't want to do wrong and I do it.
我不想做这种错事但是我却去做了。
You see, they were trying to live God's law in their own power.
他们想要用自己的能力来遵守活出来神的律法。
And here's what God promised them back in Ezekiel.
在以西结书36章神是这样应许的。
I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you.
我也要赐给你们一个新心将心灵放在你们里面。
I will take out the heart of stone.
又从你们的肉体中除掉石心。
Give you a heart of flesh.
赐给你们肉心。
And hear this.
听这一句。
And I will put my spirit within you.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面。
And cause you to walk in my statutes.
使你们顺从我的律例。
I'm going to give you my spirit and it will make it possible for you to do what I call you to do.
我要把我的灵赐给你们让你们可以去遵行我告诉你们要遵行的。
Before Pentecost,
在五旬节之前
the disciples want to follow Christ.
这些门徒想要跟随耶稣
but they fail.
但是他们却失败了。
They want to do what he says.
他们想要去做神所吩咐的。
They want to be like him.
他们想要像耶稣。
But they're like themselves.
但是他们却像他们自己。
Peter says, I wish I could be like Jesus, but I'm too much like Peter.
但是彼得说，我想要像耶稣啊，但是我还是像彼得。
But at Pentecost,
但是在五旬节的时候
the promise of Ezekiel is fulfilled.
这个以西结的这个应许
Now they have the power to live a victorious life.
现在他们就有这个能力来过一个得胜的生活
Now they walk, and here's the key word I want you to hear, they walk in joyful obedience to God's law.
现在呢我想仔细的听这个关键的词他们是在对神的这个喜乐的顺服中来遵行神的律法。
If you've been reading through Acts, like I suggested,
如果你像我建议的就是在读使徒行传。
You read several times, they call the Christians in. Why do you do what you do?
他们有很多次就被询问被审问说你们为什么这样做呢
And do you remember where the verse where it says, and they said, because Jesus told us we have to.
你看他们什么时候记录说因为耶稣告诉我们必须得这样做。
We don't want to live this way, but Jesus said we have to.
我们不想这样生活但是耶稣说你们得这样生活。
If you read that, get a different Bible.
如果你要读到这个了你应该去重新找本圣经。
Your translation is really, really bad.
那个翻译就太糟糕了。
They do exactly what they want to do.
他们去做的是他们心里真正是想去做的。
Why?
为什么
Because the Holy Spirit is working in their life.
因为圣灵在他们的生命中工作。
And now they obey because they want to.
现在他们顺服是因为他们想要顺服。
Their hearts are pure.
他们的心是洁净的。
And that is God's goal for every Christian.
那是神对每一个基督徒的一个目标，一个心愿。
One of the best definitions of a pure heart.
有一个对这个洁净的心、纯洁的心的最好的定义。
Comes from a philosopher that you're really not supposed to quote in church.
然后来自于一个哲学家，我们不应该在教会里提他的名字。
But he said at least one really good thing.
但是起码这一件事情他说的是好的。
Kierkegaard said.
就是那个齐克果。
Purity of heart is to want one thing.
就是这个纯洁的心呢，意味着你只想要一件事。
A pure heart.
就是一个洁净的心，一个纯洁的心。
It's a heart that wants one thing.
这个清洁的心就是你只想要一件事情。
That simplifies life.
那个让你的生活简化。
You see, when I want to obey God's command to love my enemy.
当我想要去顺服神的这个律法，说你要爱你的仇敌。
But I also want revenge on my enemy.
但是我又同时想报复我的这个仇敌。
Life is hard.
那你的生活真的很。
Because I want two things and they are opposite.
然后我想要两件事情，这两件事情又是相反的。
But when I want only one thing.
但是当我只想要一件事情的时候。
When the deep desire of my heart.
当我心底最深处的这个意愿，这个愿望是
，is to do what God wants，
是想要去遵行，去做神让我做的，神想的。
Now life becomes simple。
这时候你的生活就很简单了。
Because one thing is what matters to me。
因为只有一件事情对我是重要的。
You see, when my heart is filled with God's Spirit，
当我的心被圣灵充满的时候
，when I'm living。In the fullness of the Spirit.
当我就活在圣灵充满的这种状态中的时候。
And someone says, "Are you a Christian?"
然后别人说你是基督徒吗
？Yes, sir.
是。
Do you do all those things it says in the Bible?
你就做了这个圣经上所说的所有的事情吗
？Yes, sir.
是的。
Why?
为什么
？You have a great answer ready.
你现在就有一个非常棒的答案。
Because I want to.
因为我想这样做。
That's why I do it.
那就是为什么我去做。
I don't do it because my church is going to yell at me if I don't.
我不是说因为我要是不这样做，我的教会会对我生气。
I want one thing.
我只想一件事。
To please God.
就是让讨神的欢喜。
And so I am doing what I want.
所以我就再去做，我在做我想做的事情。
Now let me clarify just a moment.
让我澄清一下。
Don't go away and think that means that it will always be easy.
不要离开的时候就想，哎，以后会很容易。
Simple means plain, and I can understand it.
就是简单，就认为它很轻，明白易懂。
It doesn't always mean it will be easy.
但是并不意味着就是简单，就是容易。
Because we still have natural human desires.
因为我们还有这个天然的这个自然人的这个愿望。
We still get hurt.
我们仍然会觉得会受到伤害。
So I'm not saying it will be easy.
所以我的意思不是说这个简单意味着它就
容易。But our deepest desire.
但是我们心底最深处的这个愿望就是。
What overrides everything else.
不管说周围是别的情况是怎么样的。
Will be pleasing God.
就是要讨神的欢喜。
Let me give you an example.
我给大家一个例子。
Our example of what it means to live the life, the human life that God wants.
就是我们如何活出来一个神想要我们活的这样一个生活呢
？Is Jesus.
就是耶稣。
And so if you read his life.
如果你去读耶稣的生平。
You see him the night before he's arrested.
你看到在他被抓了之前的那个晚上。
He's in the garden alone.
他自己在这克西马尼园。
And he's praying.
他在祷告
and he is struggling.
他在挣扎
Don't try to make that whole picture, you know, pretty.
不要把这个好像看的这个图片很美
He is fully human.
他是完全的人
And humans do not enjoy being nailed to a cross.
作为人，没人喜欢被钉在十字架上
He is struggling. He has a natural human desire for safety.
他在很挣扎，因为他有就是人所想要的，我想要很安全的这样一个愿望。
But he knows that his father's will.
但是他也知道父神的旨意。
Is that he faced the cross?
就是他要面对这个十字架。
And so it's not easy.
是不是不容易
？But it is simple.
但是却简单。
I want one thing.
我只想一件事。
Father.
父啊。
Not my will.
不是我的意愿。
But your will.
乃是你的意愿。
That's the model for us.
那就是我们的榜样。
A heart that wants one thing.
就是一颗只要一件事情的心。
God, you know what that person said about me.
神啊，你知道那个人在背后说我什么。
And yes, I have a natural human desire to defend myself.
所以里边自然的反应就是要护卫我自己。
Nevertheless.
但是。
Not my will.
不是我的意愿。
But your will.
而是你的意愿。
Because my one chief primary desire. Is to please you.
因为我主要的一个心愿，完全的一个心愿，就是要讨神的欢心。
And now let me get to verse 4.
现在我们到第四节。
You were afraid I would run out of time before I got there.
不然我们时间就不够了。
They were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们都被圣灵充满。
And began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them.
按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
Now this is the one that seems to cause so much confusion.
然后这一句话呢，可能就带来很多的好像混淆。
And I don't know why.
我不知道为什么会这样。
Because again, I've never heard a church teach that every Christian who is filled with the Spirit will have a tongue of fire over their head.
因为我从来没有听过教会教导说每一个被圣灵充满的人，你头上得有个像舌头那样的火焰。
I've never heard a church teach that you haven't been filled with the Spirit until a mighty rushing wind blows people over when you walk in the room.
从来也没有人教会教导说哦，你如果没有听到这个。这个房间里边被大风吹过的声音，你就没有被圣灵充满。
And so I can't read this and think that it says that everyone who's filled with the Spirit will speak in tongues.
但是为什么就是这里讲的说，按照圣灵就是被圣灵充满的就要说方言？
But it is part of showing what God is doing through the church.
而是他在描述说神通过教会所行的大能。
He has given them power.
神赐给他们大能。
He has given them hearts that are pure that want only one thing.
他给他们一个清洁的心，只想要一件事。
And now this gift of tongues is equipping them as disciples to witness to all nations.
但是呢，这个赐给他们说方言的这个恩赐呢，是装备他们可以对不同国家的人，讲不同方言的人来传讲福音。
You see, he has just said to them a few weeks before, I want you to make disciples of all nations.
在几个星期前，主耶稣刚刚对他们讲过，你们要使万民做门徒。
And they can't.
他们没办法。
But this gift is a sign, I'm going to equip you to accomplish that mission.
但是这个恩赐呢，是一个像一个标志一样，就是向他们宣告说，我可以装备你们，可以使万民做你们，做我的门徒。
I told you a disciple is someone who follows in Jesus' footsteps.
我刚才讲过，门徒就是跟随耶稣脚步行的人。
Another definition of a disciple in the New Testament.
在新约里，另外一个门徒的定义就是
，A disciple is someone who makes disciples.
门徒就是使别人也成为门徒的人。
That's part of the definition.
那就是这个门徒这个定义中的一部分。
And I say that because we are all called to make disciples.
因为我们所有人都被呼召要上别人成为门徒。
A disciple is someone who is doing what God, Christ has called us to do.
门徒就是成为耶稣呼召我们去做我们要做事的人。
And so we are all called.A disciple is someone who is making disciples.
所以所有被称为门徒的人，所有的门徒就是你要使别人成为耶稣的门徒。
Because nowhere in the New Testament,
因为在新约里没有任何地方讲过。
Does it say if you are a deacon,
没有说如果你是执事
an elder,
或者长老
a cell group leader,
或者是小组长
or certainly the senior pastor,
或者是教会的牧师
you are called to make disciples.
你去让人呼装备别人成为门徒
Doesn't say that.
不是这样讲的
Sometimes I wish it did.
有时候我希望他是这么说的
Let us off the hook.
这样我们就没责任了
But it doesn't.
但是不是这么讲的。
It says if you are a disciple, you are called to make other disciples.
他就说如果你是门徒那你也被呼召要让别人成为门徒。
Now you might be thinking, I can't do that.
然后你可能会想说我做不到。
Good news.
好消息。
That's what Peter, James, and John had been saying.
那也是彼得、约翰跟雅各他们也是这么说的。
Go back to the Gospels.
让我们回到福音书。
They were hiding in fear. They can't make disciples.
他们就都害怕的藏起来，他们没有办法去让别人成为门徒。
But now look at chapter 4.
现在让我们来看第四章。
They are teaching the people and proclaiming the resurrection from the dead.
他们现在教训百姓，本着耶稣传说死人复活。
Just a few weeks before, Peter has denied Christ.
只有几个星期以前，彼得刚刚否认耶稣。
And now it says in Acts 4, filled with the Holy Spirit, he preached boldly.
现在他们是被圣灵充满，就大胆地传扬福音。
And again it says the people were astonished.
然后人们就很惊奇稀奇。
Later in Acts, it's going to say they are people who have turned the world upside down.
然后到后边就有描述他们，说他们是把这个搅乱天下的。
And you read through the history of the early church, and by the end of the first century,
如果你去读教会历史，就是到公元一世纪结束的时候，
those 12,
这个十二个门徒
had become 120,
成为一百二十个人，
3,000,
然后三千，
5,000,
五千。
By the end of the first century, there are churches in every city of the Roman Empire.
然后到公元一世纪的时候，在罗马帝国的每一个城里边都有教会。
Now, if you and I could have seen those disciples just after Jesus' arrest,
如果你们能够看到他们耶稣刚被抓的时候这些门徒的表现，
and someone had said,
有人可能看到这些门徒，有人跟你说，
Do you think out of this group, a church could spread through the whole Roman Empire?
如果有人问你说你能看到就从这些人里边，
I would have said,
教会在罗马帝国到处都是，我会说。
Right now there's 11 disciples left.
现在只有十一个门徒了。
And by next week there'll only be two.
到下个星期呢就只剩两个了。
There's no hope.
这没希望啊，没指望。
But now they're transformed.
现在他们整个被改变，被更新。
Why?
为什么？
They are filled with the Spirit.
因为他们被圣灵充满。
Before Pentecost they had tried to do it in their own power and they failed.
然后在五旬节之前他们想按凭着自己的努力去这样做他们失败了。五旬节之后
They live in the power of the Holy Spirit.
他们活在圣灵的大能中。
That was the secret for them, and it's the secret for us.
那是他们的秘诀也是我们的秘诀。
So many Christians try to live a Christ-like life.Through their own efforts.
太多的基督徒，很多的基督徒想要通过自己的努力来活出来一个像基督那样的生活。
We get us a little band.
我们给自己手上戴个那个小的那个橡皮胶，那个一个标志。
WWJD.
上面就说耶稣会怎么做。
And we start to get mad at someone.
然后我们对一个人很生气的时候，就看看这个手上的这个小圈圈。
I don't know what he would do, but I know what I'm going to do.
我不知道他们该怎么做，但是我知道我该怎么做。
And we blow it.
然后呢，我们又失败了。
Yes, for a while we may be able to live in victory.
也许就是短短的一段时间呢，我们可以活在得胜的生活中，靠着我们自己的能力。
In our own strength.
靠着我们自己的
We may manage to love our neighbor for a while.
也许你可以努力的去爱你的邻舍，就一阵。
In our own strength.
靠我们自己的努力。
We'll manage to conquer some sinful attitudes for a while.
也许我们可以克服一些有罪的这个习惯。
But eventually we will fail.
但是最终我们会失败。
It doesn't matter how many times we sing, I have decided to follow Jesus.
不管你多少次说我已经决定要跟随耶稣。
Peter knew that song as well as any of us.
然后呢彼得就像我们那样熟悉那首歌。
He wrote it.
因为是他写的。
But when that little girl points at him,
但是当那个小的女仆对着他说，指着说
，He can't remember the song，
然后彼得马上就想不起来那首歌了。
And he can't even remember what WWJD stands for。
他也记不起来说这个，如果我是耶稣该怎么做，他完全记不起来这四个字母。
And he says, I don't know him. I don't know him.
哦，然后说我不认识这个人。
Why？
为什么
Because God never intended us to live the Christian life in our own strength.
因为神从来没有说要让我们靠着自己的能力来过基督徒的生活。
He never intended us to be strong enough to do it ourselves.
他从来没有说我们可以自己强壮到靠着我们自己的能力来做这些。
He intended us to live in the power of His Spirit.
他的神是要让我们靠着他的大能他的圣灵来过基督徒的生活。
I moved from Acts and I moved to Romans.
然后我们从使徒行传到罗马书。
Paul is writing to believers everywhere.
保罗给各地的基督徒写信。
And he says, you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if the spirit of God dwells in you.
保罗就说你们若是神的圣灵在你们的心中你们就不是在肉体中而是在圣灵中。
Life in the fullness of the Spirit is our privilege as much as it was theirs.
就是过这种圣灵充满的生活是我们的特权，就像当初是这个早期基督徒的特权一样。
So very quickly, what will it look like if we are living in the Spirit?
所以如果我们活在圣灵当中，圣灵充满的生活当中，那我们的生命应该是什么样的呢？
Is it some sort of special emotional experience? I don't think so.
是不是觉得啊，你有一个特别的一种感受啊，一种很情绪化的一种感受？我觉得不是。
Because I've watched too many people.
因为我看过太多的人。
Cry a whole bucket of tears.
真的是哭的那个眼泪能有一桶了。
And go home and scream at their little kid.
然后回家之后对着他们的孩子吼叫。
It's not about an emotional experience.
所以这个不在于你有这种很情绪化的这种非常有这种感受。
I think it's very simple.
我觉得是很简单。
And I think we have made it far too complicated.
我觉得我们把这个搞得太复杂了。
Ephesians 5.
以弗所书第五章。
This is what Paul says about living in the Spirit.
保罗是这么说，如果你活在圣灵当中是怎么样的。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery.
说不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡。
But be filled with the Spirit.
乃要被圣灵充满。
There are two things I want you to see quickly about being life in the Spirit.
所以我很想让你们看到两件，就是被在圣灵中的生活。
Number one,
第一
being filled with the Spirit means living daily under His control.
就是活在就是被圣灵充满，就是每天真的是被圣灵掌管管理。
People ask, why did Paul use being drunk with wine and being filled with the Spirit as the two opposites?
为什么保罗要用这个醉酒和被圣灵充满这两个完全相反的不一样的事情放在一起来讲呢？
I think it's because of this.
我想是因为这样。
Hopefully none of you know this from experience.
希望你们中间每个人没人会有这种亲身的体会。
But if you've ever met someone who is filled with wine,
如果你曾经遇过那种就是被酒充满的人，
they are under the control of the wine.
他们是在这个酒的控制之下。
When you're filled with wine, you say some really stupid things.
当你被酒充满的时候，你会说些很愚蠢的话。
And later you say, why did I say that? That wasn't me.
然后你就会说，我怎么会那么说呢？我才不是这样的。
You're under the control of the wine.
因为你是在酒的掌控之下。
Here's what Paul understood.
这是保罗所理解的。
Whatever fills you controls you.
你里边充满的是什么？这个东西就来掌控你，管理你。
If you're filled with wine, you're controlled by wine.
如果你是被酒充满呢，那你就被酒所管理，所掌控。
Back in Acts 5, Peter says to Ananias, Satan has filled your heart.
就是在使徒行传第五章，那个彼得就对那个亚拿尼亚说，亚拿尼亚，你的心被撒旦充满。
To lie to the Holy Spirit.
为什么撒旦充满了你的心，叫你。
Ananias is controlled by Satan because Satan has filled his heart.
因为撒旦的充满了他的心，所以亚拿尼亚这时候就是被撒旦管理掌控。
And so,
所以呢，
to be filled with the Spirit.
被圣灵充满。
Means to live under His control.
就是在他的管理之下生活。
I live in daily obedience to Him.
就是我每天在对他的顺服中来生活。
Galatians says, "Here's the fruit that comes out of the flesh."
就是加拉太书说，肉体的果子是这样的。
Immorality.
就是奸淫。
Impurity.
污秽。
Anger, rivalry, division, all of these things.
愤怒、结党、纷争，所有这些。
And if I am filled with the flesh,
如果我是被这个肉体
that's what comes out.
充满的话，那就是出来的就是这些东西。
But the fruit of the Spirit,
但是圣灵所结的果子
is patience,
就是忍耐
goodness,
良善。
These are about emotions.
这个不是说是情绪的一种感受。
These are choices because the Spirit is in control of my life.
这是你做的选择，因为你的生命被圣灵充满，被圣灵管理，这是你做的选择。
So it looks like this.
所以我看的像这样。
My rival at work gets the promotion that I deserve.
然后我在公司我的那个对手呢，他被提升了，本来那个提升应该是我得到的。
And the flesh says,
然后我们的肉体就会说
That isn't fair.
太不公平了。
Nobody appreciates what I do.
没人真的看到我所做的。
I deserve to be angry.
所以我有权生气。
But if I'm filled with the Spirit,
但是如果我是被圣灵充满
It's not about some special emotional feeling.
不是说你有特别的感受或者有这种情绪化的反应
But I am living under His control each day.
但是我是每天在他的管理之下生活
And His fruit
他的果子就是
is love
是仁爱
joy
喜乐
peace
和平
patience
忍耐
kindness
恩慈
goodness,
良善
things that I can choose even towards that person who got my promotion.
这样的我是可以选择，就算对着那个对手，他得到了本来是我应该得到的这个提升。
You understand?
大家了解吗?
Because I am being daily filled with His Spirit.
因为我每天被圣灵充满。
I am living under His control.
所以我是在他的管理掌控之下生活。
Be filled with the Spirit tells me that it is to live under His control.
在被圣灵充满，就是说我是活在他的掌管之下生活。
The second thing this verse tells me.
第二节这个经文告诉我们。
Is that this feeling is ongoing.
这个充满呢是一个持续不断的过程。
Because the word filled there is present tense.
因为这个充满呢是一个现在进行时。
It's not something that happened a long time ago and now we're done.
不是说很久以前发生过现在就没事了。
In fact, you could translate this verse, keep on being filled with the Spirit.
所以你可以把它翻译成就是要持续不断的被圣灵充满。
One person said to be filled with the Spirit means
有人就说被圣灵充满就意味着
to have enough of the Spirit for today.
就是你今天有足够的圣灵给你这样的充满
me,
让你能过今天的生活。
He gives me what I need
他今天给我所需要的。
If I just let Him keep pouring it in
如果我就允许神不断地把他的圣灵倾倒在我的身上。
Here to me is what this looks like.
这是在我看来应该是这看起来像这样的生活。
If I go to a restaurant for breakfast.
如果我早晨去一个餐馆吃早餐。
Usually there's one thing I judge the restaurant by.
通常呢我有一个标准来判断这个餐馆。
Doesn't matter that much about the food.
不在于他们的那个食物是否好吃。
At breakfast foods are all alike.
所有的早餐跟食物都差不多。
But the one thing I want at breakfast
但是有一点我在想要这个早餐的是
is my coffee cup to be filled with fresh coffee.
就是我的这个咖啡的那个他来给我倾注的这咖啡的壶是不是一直是新鲜的咖啡
I don't like it when they come around and the pot is down to this and it's been setting for 3 hours.
然后我可不喜欢这个服务员来的时候带了一个咖啡壶里边只有一点点咖啡
And I have to kind of scrape it into my cup.
然后呢在那待了3个小时然后这样使劲给我倒出来
Well, in Hope Sound there's a restaurant that I like at breakfast because the lady always has a full pot of coffee.
因为我在我们那个地方呢有一个餐馆我很喜欢那里因为来服务的这个女士呢她的那个咖啡来给你冲咖啡那咖啡壶总是满的
And she comes around every little bit.
然后呢过一会儿就过来
And I was meeting with someone a while back.
然后又过去我碰到一个人
And had been there for over an hour.
她在那儿待了一个小时
And she came by every little bit.
然后这一位女士呢，这个女士就不断这个就不断的过来。
And every time she came, the pot was completely full.
她每次来端她的咖啡壶来给我们倒咖啡的时候，她的咖啡壶总是满的。
It never ran down.
从来没有说少的，都是满的。
And finally, I said to her.
最后我就问她
，Ma'am，
她说女士啊
，How do you keep that full all the time？
你怎么让你的这个来冲的这咖啡壶总是满的呢
？She said, "You see this little pot, you know, the little carafe they carry around."
你还记得？她说你看到我的这个小的来给你倒咖啡的这咖啡壶。
Back in the back room,
在我们这个后边的那个厨房里
，you could see the really big pot.
你可以看到那个大大的那个巨大的咖啡壶。
That I fill this from.
然后我就是去那里边接我接这个咖啡。
It seems to me.
对我来讲
，when people see you and me.
当别人看到你和我的时候
And they say,
他们说
How is it that in our world that is full of chaos
怎么在我们这样一个充满动荡混乱的世界里面
How do you remain peaceful and joyful and loving and good and kind
如何这样子的就是又有平安喜乐又有恩慈 又有良善呢
We should say
我们应该说
You should see the really big pot that keeps filling up my little pot.
你应该去看到那个巨大的那个咖啡壶是不断的来充满我这个小小的壶。
Because I am not naturally loving, kind, patient.
因为我天生不是说是那种很恩慈、很良善，也是很有爱心的人。
But day after day after day, he keeps filling me up.
但是每一天他不断地充满我
And then I'm able to pour that out in daily life.
我可以在每日的生活中把这个倒出去倾倒出去
When I started working on this message,
当我开始准备我的信息的时候
I was going to end with the story of Jonathan Goforth and the power of the Spirit in his life.
我本来想要最后结束的时候讲古约翰的故事就是圣灵在他生命中的工作
But the more I thought and prayed about it, the more unhappy I was with that.
但是我越就是思想越祷告我就不是很喜欢这个念头。
You see, most of us are not famous missionaries like Jonathan Goforth.
我们大多数人都不是像古约翰是这样出名的宣教士。
We weren't with Jesus like Peter.
我们也没有像彼得那样跟耶稣。
We weren't in the chapel at Aldersgate Street like John Wesley.
我们也不是跟那个约翰威斯里在这个雅尔德门街。
We haven't had any of those great dramatic moments.
我们都没有那种很伟大的那种引人注目的令人惊叹的这个时刻。
And so we can begin to think,Sure, great Christians are filled with the Spirit.
所以我们可能会想，哎呀，那些著名的、那些伟大的基督徒，他们被圣灵充满。
Missionaries and pastors, they probably live in the Spirit day after day.
然后，宣教士或者牧师，他们可能每日生活在这个被圣灵充满的状态中。
But I'm just an ordinary.
但是我就是一个很普通的基督徒。
So I began to think, what's a good example to?
然后我就想说，对我来讲，那个好的榜样是谁呢
？And then it hit me.
然后就想到
The first time in the Bible,
第一次在圣经中
anyone is described as being filled with the Spirit of God.
第一个就是说被描述为被神的灵充满的人
It's a man by the name of Bezalel.
他的名字叫比萨列
He is not a prophet.
他不是先知
Excuse me. And that's not COVID.
我咳了，别担心，不是新冠。
I have to clarify. I'll shoot out the back door when I'm done.
等我讲完，马上冲出去。
He's not a prophet.
他不是先知。
He's a craftsman.
他就是个工匠。
His job is to cut the stones and carve the wood for the tabernacle.
他就是工作呢，就是去为了这个帐幕呢去。做这个金器和这个木头的东西。
And Exodus says,
在出埃及记说
that God filled him with the Spirit of God to do the task.
神说，我以我的灵充满他，让他能做各样的工。
And that's the example I want to leave you with this morning.
所以那个就是我想留给大家的一个榜样。
Because it says to me that regardless of your role in life,
不管说你在人生中的角色是怎么样的。
An engineer,
不管你是工程师
a researcher,
或者是做研究人员
a restaurant worker,
或者在餐馆里工作
a husband, a wife, a parent, it doesn't matter.
不管你是丈夫、妻子还是父母
Wherever God has put you,
不管说神把你放在什么样的岗位上,
He wants to fill you with His Spirit to accomplish the task He has for you.
他想用他的灵来充满你, 让你能完成他所给你的工。
Being filled with the Spirit is not some abnormal state for special Christians.
所以被圣灵充满不是一个对一些特别的人的一个不正常的一个状态, 不寻常的状态。
It is the normal Christian life.
它应该就是基督徒的一个正常的生活。
Nothing complicated.
不是复杂的。
But saying God,
而是对神说,
I am yours.
神啊，我是属于你的。
Completely.
求你让我完全。
You're in control.
你在管理，你在掌管。
Day by day.
每一天。
Step by step.
每一步。
You fill me.
你来充满我。
You control me.
你来管理我。
And I'll follow.
我会跟随。
Dear God.
亲爱的主。
Help us to be the kind of disciples you want us to be.
让我们成为你所要让我们成为的那种门徒。
People who are yielded to you.
就是向你顺服，向你。
People who are following you not because of our determination.
不是因为我们立志这样的，我们能跟随你。
Not because we have figured it out.
不是因为我们什么事情都想明白了。
But because.We are yielded to you.
而是因为我们向你顺服。
Your spirit is filling us.
你的灵充满了我们。
And we are living under your control.
我们在你的管理之下生活。
Make that a reality in our lives.
让那个成为我们生活中的真实。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.